This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says no one knows how long the war in his country will last, but that Ukrainian forces are defying expectations by preventing Russian troops from overrunning eastern Ukraine. In his nightly video address late Saturday, Zelensky said he was proud of the Ukrainians holding back the Russian advance in the Donbas region. After failing to capture Kiev, Ukraine's capital, Moscow has focused on seizing parts of the eastern region not held by Moscow-backed separatists, but instead of securing a swift takeover, Russian forces have faced a laborious battle. Libyan officials have returned to the Egyptian capital for a third round of talks on constitutional amendments for elections, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The North African nation once again finds itself at a political impasse with two rival administrations claiming legitimacy. The talks Sunday in Cairo come on the heels of clashes between rival militias that caused residents of the Libyan capital of Tripoli to flee. They revived nightmares of previous bouts of fighting in the chaos-stricken nation. Lawmakers from Libya's East-based parliament and the High Council of State, an advisory body from Western Libya, began the UN-brokered negotiations amid concerted international pressure on the two chambers to put their disputes aside and agree on the election's legal basis. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China's defense minister says the United States is trying to, quote-unquote, hijack the support of countries in the Asia-Pacific region to turn them against Beijing, saying Washington is seeking to advance its own interests, quote, under the guise of multilateralism. China's defense minister lashing out on Sunday. This is VOA News. A New York judge says the state attorney general's lawsuit against the U.S.'s largest gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, is not just a so-called witch hunt, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A decision issued Friday dismisses the gun rights advocacy group's claims that the case is a political vendetta. The ruling means the legal fight can continue. Attorney General Letitia James's 2020 lawsuit accused top NRA executives of financial improprieties. The NRA alleged in a court filing last year that James was retaliating against the group because of its views. Manhattan Judge Joel Cohen says that James's investigation was prompted by reports of serious misconduct and cannot be written off as a politically motivated witch hunt. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
French voters are choosing lawmakers in a parliamentary election as President Emmanuel Macron seeks to secure his majority while under growing threat from a leftist coalition. More than 6,000 candidates are running for 577 seats in the National Assembly in the first round of voting on Sunday. Those who receive the most votes will advance to the decisive second round on June 19th. Macron was reelected in May. His centrist coalition is seeking an absolute majority and with it the ability to implement his campaign promises. The main opposition force appears to be a newly created coalition made up of leftists, Greens, and communists led by a hard left figure. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in early results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat. As voters whittled down the list of 48 candidates running for the position that was held for 49 years by the late U.S. Representative Don Young, the early results showed Palin endorsed by former President Donald Trump with nearly 30% of the votes counted so far. A candidate whose name is Santa Claus, a self-described independent progressive democratic socialist, had 4.5%. The initial results released by the State Division of Elections included about 109,000 votes. It's not clear how many are outstanding. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says no one knows how long the war in his country will last, but that Ukrainian forces are defying expectations by preventing Russian troops from overrunning eastern Ukraine. In his nightly video address late Saturday, Zelensky said he was proud of the Ukrainians holding back the Russian advance in the Donbas region. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.